Welcome to another episode of The Comic Source. This is Jace. This episode is an interview I held with sisters Julie and Shauna Benson at WonderCon. They're going to be writing the DC Rebirth title Batgirl and the Birds of Prey. In talking to them, I got the sense they really were going to try to carry on the tradition of Birds of Prey, with it being focused on relationship and family, while still being a fun action globe-trotting adventure kind of comic. So enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with Shauna and Julie Benson, sisters.
Yes.
Comic fans for
ever.
Ever growing up.
We're going to continue to say everything at the same time.
Sorry.
No.
Very coordinated in stereo.
Horrifying.
So did you, I have to ask before we get into talking about your DC Rebirth book, did you share your collection growing up, or was it hers and hers?
It was mostly my collection, my dad's collection, and then Shauna would get the benefit thereof.
We read a lot of different titles. We weren't always reading the same thing.
Swapping.
So, yeah, you know.
Shauna was more of the sci-fi book reader growing up, and I would be the, I liked the pictures, and I liked the stories,
and
that was easier, the colors, so yeah. But our dad, you know, collected Silver Age DC comics since we were little, so we started there. He started it all.
This gives me hope that my 4-year-old daughter will grow up to read and she is a huge fan of Batgirl.
Oh, that's exciting.
Awesome. Huge. So let's talk a little bit about your title, Batgirl on the Birds of Prey. Now, the Birds of Prey has a very beloved fan base.
Yeah.
Very classic runs.
We're part of that.
Gail Simone.
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas Scott.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We have big shoes to fill.
Yeah. And is there any added pressure with that? Do you feel like you...
No. I mean, I think they teed us up, and we're going to hopefully hit the ball out of the park.
Yeah. Like, I mean, those stories aren't negated by anything that we're doing in a lot
that's
of ways.
That's right.
I mean, the Birds of Prey existed. Oracle. Barbara was Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
And that really feeds into the story that we're telling, which is Barbara was Oracle, and now there's a new Oracle. And who the heck is Oracle?
Yeah,
who's
who is
using
this
her name and selling information, you know, for nefarious means, using her name? And that does not make her happy. That is a thing she needs to put nip in the bud. So that's really a driving force for us. So there's not really a lot of intimidation, because we know we're building on the legacy as opposed to rewriting it.
And we've been reading the current Batgirl. We've been reading the current Black Canary. We love the Grayson title that introduced Helena for everyone. Helena Bertinelli is our Huntress.
Yeah.
So we're going to pick her off the heels of Spiral, and Batgirl pretty much off of the heels of what Hope's doing. She's been on her walkabout, and Dinah has probably just gotten off tour. So we're keeping all that continuity and just going further in the story.
And bringing it together.
And also exploring the biggest theme ever from Birds of Prey, which is sisterhood, right?
Sisterhood
very much
means a lot.
Yeah, family.
Family.
I mean, all of these women have some thematic things in common that they sort of discover about themselves with each other. And that is really a core element of the book. You know, I mean, there's definitely the conspiracy and the plot of finding out who Oracle is, but deep down you always want to look at who the characters are. And these characters are women, powerful women who are able to stand on their own, but they're even stronger as a team. And so it's about them forming that team.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read it.
We're so excited.
Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.